been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Make an Appeal for Restitution. You have a full recompense coming to you. Now, just entreat God as your underwriter until your life is put back together again. We said that under the realm of peace is restitution. And we know that God now is a reward of them who diligently seeks Him. The things that He covers, number one, is reimburse expenses. Number two is insured losses. And the third area is compensated services. Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning with the third verse from the Voice translation, and it reads, "While Jesus was eating dinner in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came into the house carrying an alabaster flask filled with a precious, sweet-smelling ointment made from spikard. She came to Jesus, broke the jar, and gently poured out the perfume onto His head. Some of those around the table were troubled by this and grumbled to each other. Why did she waste this precious ointment? We could have sold this ointment for almost a year's wage, and the money could have gone to the poor." Their private concerns turned to public criticism against her. Jesus says, "Leave her alone. Why are you attacking her? She has done a good thing. The poor will always be with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you want. But I won't always be with you. She has done what she could for me. She has come to anoint my body and prepare it for burial. Believe me when I tell you that this act of hers will be told in her honor as long as there are people who tell the good news." And what He said to her is, every time they tell my story, they are going to tell hers. So when we look at compensated services that we give to God, this is what God does in return. He always gives bonuses for going beyond the call of duty. You could see clearly that she had an heart of worship, but she went past that to show a demonstration of it. And she says, "I'm going to choose to stay to serve Jesus Christ." And in that, Jesus honored her. Let's welcome back Fred Graves as he sings, "Choose Ye This Day."
Should live we shall live and not die. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. He's given us power to create wealth so that we may rule and reign. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. He's given us power to know that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Come on, I want you to put your hands together and just do this chant with me. Come on.
For staying tuned for King's Portion radio program. Now, again, the theme of our program is Make an Appeal for Restitution, saying that you will have a full recompense coming to you. And all you need to do is to entreat God now as your underwriter until your life is put back together again. We says that God is the one who covers reimbursed expenses, insured losses, and compensated services. We also want to let you know that there is an enemy who has already been judged, and there is no release, and there is no bond. There is no bail where he can just roam around freely to continue to steal, kill, and destroy. We need to know, because he has been already judged, you have to say in your heart that he can't exercise dominion against you. He may have ruled you in the past, but this is a new day. He will rule you no more. And you have to understand this, is the only way you can't get your restitution back, since it's already judged, is if you don't seek God as the rewarder of them who diligently seeks you. Now you may say, you don't qualify to seek God. And I'm going to tell you, yes, you will after this prayer. If you invite Jesus Christ into your heart right now and make room for him in your heart, you can have the right standing that guarantees that you always have an audience with the King of Glory. say this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved right now. So I ask Jesus to come into my heart, be the Savior of my life, be the Lord of my life. And now I know that it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from every sin. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. And now I am the newest member of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will give you some encouragement along the way. Now let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from my sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of King's Portion, which bears the theme, Make an Appeal for Restitution. You have a full recompense coming to you. Now, entreat God as your underwriter until your life is put back together again. We know this by Scripture that God covers reimbursed expenses, insured losses, and compensated services that you render. And He leaves you with nothing missing, lacking, or broken. You have to begin to picture your hope under protective care until it is returned to you. Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 4th through the 9th verse from the Weymouth translation reads, Always rejoice in the Lord. I will repeat, rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and earnest pleading together with thanksgiving, let your request be unreservedly made known before God. So will the peace of God, which surpasses all power of thought, be a garrison to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever wins respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovable, whatever is a good repute, if there be any virtue or anything deemed worthy of praise, cherish the thought of these things. Let all that you have learned and received and heard and saw in me fashion your conduct, and the God of peace will be with you. So you see that peace of God is a garrison, which is like an army troop, a military troop around your heart and your mind, so that everything that you need, everything that you desire, everything that is covered under the three areas, the reimbursed expenses, the insured losses, the compensated services, will come back to you. You want to know that your works of faith, and you want to see that the works of faith that you have full manifestation of the promises of reward, because God will never leave you missing, broken, or lacking. This is Catherine Dre Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
have been listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.